Iraqi officials announced today that the country's borders will be closed and a nighttime curfew extended to help improve security for the January 30th election. Insurgents are attempting to disrupt the vote through a campaign of violence and intimidation. Much of the violence is taking place in the Sunni Triangle in and around Baghdad, and one of the biggest problems facing Iraq's election officials is getting Sunnis to vote. NPR's Emily Harris reports on one such effort.
Late last week, the Iraqi Independent Bloc gathered in the living room of its leader. Initially, there was almost a festive atmosphere as people greeted visitors from areas north, south, and west of Baghdad. But they quickly got down to business. This is a small political party, only 60 people. Their aim was to offer a slate of candidates for parliament, equally mixed among Iraq's major groups, Sunni and Shiite Muslims, Arabs, and Kurds. But the bloc head, Ghassan Atiyah, laid it out pretty straight. Should we continue, he asked, or not? 2 weeks ahead of elections, some members want to write a public statement saying they will participate, but with reservations. Elections can't be free and fair, they say, with Iraq's security problems. Plus, a lack of time and funding means only a few big parties can communicate anything to voters. But the biggest problem is that some Sunni members are going to withdraw from the bloc. This is an emotional point, since the whole aim of the bloc was to draw Sunnis in on an equal basis with others. But Sheikh Dura al-Hardan, a Sunni from Iraq's dangerous Anbar province, says things are so bad in his town, Ramadi, that there's no chance to hold real elections.
To give a picture, people are getting killed on the streets. The bank in Ramadi was looted. No one can leave his house. The blame is all on the Americans. Before they came, the country was much better than what it is now.
Despite a real appreciation for the party's efforts, he cannot afford to participate in a process seen among his people as American imposed. A man from Mosul in Iraq's north paints a similar picture of his town, with military checkpoints everywhere and almost no police. Athil al-Najafi says even though this bloc is on the right track for Iraq, it's too risky to be a candidate or encourage others to vote.
My people will not vote. If my people, my city, will not vote, how can I go in the election? There is a people can kill anybody vote. So how can I do that?
About a third of the bloc's Sunni members withdrew. This is a tiny political movement with no real power, but its struggle reflects the crucial political problem in Iraq: how to bring Sunnis, marginalized since the fall of Saddam Hussein, and who are now part of the violent insurgency, back into the political fold, without giving them the disproportional dominance they had before. Tariq al-Atiyah, a member of the bloc, says right now, moderate Sunnis can't win.
They are a bit afraid of their own people back home. Actually, as I said, the Sunnis are divided in two now. Some of them are the Saddamis, who are the terrorists, who are against the elections and against the Shiis and the Kurds, of course. And the moderate Sunnis haven't got the strength up to now, you know, to fight them, actually. I mean, to fight them politically, at least.
He warns that Iraq's Sunni Muslims draw support from much of the Arab world.
The Sunnis can be very strong, actually, because the surrounding Arabs, who are Sunnis, all of them, will strengthen them and will keep this situation in Iraq boiling.
So he says Iraq's Shia and Kurds must bring Sunnis along. The withdrawal of key Sunnis from this bloc he sees as a failed experiment. But just a tactical, temporary failure, he says, not a strategic one. The potential for unity is here, another member of the bloc says. It's so sad things are the way they are. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.